It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
Speaking of friends, we got a friend, a guest from the community. We got Sergeant Kim Weaver from the Texarkana, Texas Police Department. She has been with the police department for 19 years. So obviously, it's a good place to work.
Yes, sir. That speaks to...
And she enjoys her jobs and positions. Now, you've been there 19 years. And I didn't ask you this during the Facebook.
Right.
But talk a little bit about what are the different parts of the departments that you've worked for?
So everybody starts out in patrol. Mm-hmm. I did patrol, and then from there I transferred to the Criminal Investigation Division, where I was a detective for almost 12 years.
CID?
Yes, CID. Then I returned to patrol and became a field training officer and started training officers.
All right.
And from there, I've since promoted to sergeant and am now assigned to the services division doing this type of thing. And hiring and training and recruiting officers.
And hiring
officer.
And training.
Yes.
And that leads us into why she's here today. They would like to hire some people to be good police officers to work with the community. And it's coming up real soon. You hear a lot of people go, well, I don't know what to do. I'm out of work, or
right.
I don't know which way I want to change careers. Here's a perfect opportunity. Texas Side is hiring. Now, you need to register pretty quickly. Tell us about that.
So the registration is for our civil service exam that's going to be held on December the 11th, next Saturday, not this coming up Saturday, but the next Saturday.
Right.
But you have to sign up for the test by 5 o'clock tomorrow.
All right.
So before five, you need to have your application turned in online and get registered for the test.
All right. So you don't have to go down or anything. Just do it online.
Correct.
And get it in by 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. And that website is?
TexarkanaPolice.net.
All right. TexarkanaPolice.net. Sign up by 5 o'clock tomorrow. And then... the test is going to be the following Saturday, the 11th.
Correct.
All right.
And
tell us about that.
The test consists of a written portion. Once you pass the written portion, you'll then exit our doors. And we have a physical agility course set up where you'll run that. You have 74 seconds to run the course. It's supposed to simulate a foot pursuit.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to go over a fence. Run a certain distance, go through a window, and drag a dummy that's about 170, 160 pounds, 10 feet.
Yep.
And it's really not that difficult as long as you're in pretty decent shape.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be in great shape.
Right.
You have 74 seconds is a lot longer once you actually get out there and run it and see it and think and experience it. So.
All right.
I saw the look on Anna's face. She's going, 74? I don't know. Maybe.
Dragging the big heavy thing.
I bet you could do it.
If
jump in the fence.
If I can do it at 5'4", and I was much smaller then than I am now.
Sergeant Kim is not huge in frame can do it. Most people can do it if you're in reasonable shape.
Correct.
And you want to be in reasonable shape if you're going to be a police officer, obviously, out there on the streets. And we talked about it on the Facebook. I want to make sure we get it in here. The age that we're looking at as far as people who can apply.
Right. So if you are 20 years old, but you will turn 21 before the end of the police academy that begins in February.
And ends in...
About, I look at the date, September or so.
So if you turn 21 by around August or September,
correct.
You'll probably be all right.
Yes, yes.
And the top end of the age?
45. You cannot be 45 at the time of hiring.
Okay. All right. So yeah, and that's understandable because when people come in, they begin out on the street.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And so
Yes.
And you're looking for somebody to stay for 20 years.
Obviously,
so
yes.
That's another part of that spectrum.
Very much, yes.
That's the goal, isn't it?
Yes,
But the great thing is that being hired on with us, we put you through the academy, and while you're going through the academy, you're getting a salary. And the academy is here in Texarkana.
Okay.
So everything can be completed here for locals.
Yeah, you're not sent some... to Austin or somewhere weird.
Yes.
You get to stay in your own hometown.
And you were telling us on the Facebook that it's pretty good pay. It's even to start out.
Yes. So the starting pay is $45,000 while you're attending the academy. You get a pay raise every year up to 5 years, and then there's a pay raise at 7 and 9. And at 9, you can top out at $60,000. But in addition, that I didn't mention on the Facebook, in addition to that pay, you can also get extra pay for certificates that you get while as an officer. There's different levels of certificates that you can achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And we also pay additional for college education.
Okay.
If you've got an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree, that's even more money.
Or even your master's, yeah.
Right. Yes, mass. Yes. Yeah. So we also pay for, you know, shift differential and things like that as well.
And on the Facebook, she talked about the lateral pay for people who are already officers, whether it be in Texas or another state, and a bonus on top of everything else if you're a peace officer in Texas.
Yes. So if you're a certified officer in Texas already, we do a $3,000 hiring bonus and then lateral transfer. But the lateral transfer includes other states, even if you're not certified in Texas and you know, can become certified and you come over, you still get the lateral pay.
103.9 MyPigRadio.com. It's the morning show, John, Anna, and friends. This would be news time, but we've only had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture, American-made furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, West of Texarkana. Let them be the continued sponsor for our talk with our guest, Kim Weaver, the Sergeant Kim Weaver of Texarkana, Texas Police Department. We're talking about the fact that they got a civil service test coming up on the 11th, and you need to register online by 5 o'clock tomorrow evening to be able to take that test. You can be as young as turning 21 by the end of the academy, which would be probably late summer of next year, all the way up to can't be older than 45 when you get hired on.
Correct.
But anywhere in that age bracket, if you are in decent physical shape, got a good record out there, you're looking for a great career, Texas Side Police is somewhere you ought to think about. They got great leadership there. They got great people, just like Sergeant Kim Weaver and Sean Vaughn that comes in here all the time. And of course, the Kevin Schutte, the chief, and everybody.
Yes.
You know, Fitzgerald's over there. What's his rank now, Fitzgerald?
He's
a sergeant?
Assistant chief.
Okay.
Way above.
I'm sorry. I know him quite well. I'm sorry, Assistant Chief Fitzgerald, but they're all great people. Talk a little bit about some of the benefits. We talked about the pay, but talk about some of the benefits you get.
So some of the benefits is great competitive insurance, you know, for your family and things like that. We have 13 paid holidays that we get. And in addition to that, vacation time and sick leave, 20-year retirement. It's just great.
Cool.
It's really great.
And okay, I'm going to throw this in here.
Sure.
I'm not putting you on the spot or anything.
Yes.
You're not going to retire next year, are you?
No.
Okay.
No. No, I'm not.
Because she said 20-year retirement.
I could in a year, but I do not plan on it.
So you could retire in 20 years.
Right.
And then go on and do something else.
Correct.
So, yeah, that's a good thing. That's
good.
And we talked a little bit on the Facebook about the fact that the police department is kind of the front face of the city because y'all are out there so much dealing with people. And I know only thing that makes news is maybe bad things in other cities or here if somebody, unfortunately, you know, there's a homicide or something like that where you've had to chase people down and things like that. But the biggest part of policing is dealing with and helping the community every day and being the first people to come out there when people need help. It's a positive thing because people are in dire situations, or at least it feels dire to them.
Yes.
And you're the first ones to come out. Most of it's positive, even though the negative makes news.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, that is, you know, the negative is what makes news, but there is so much more that goes on in Texture, kind of like I was, you know, talking about on Facebook, the police experience and shop with a cop, and we do other things that, I mean, that's just some of the things that we do with the community that we're involved in addition to. And then sometimes, you know, we'll just get out and just chit-chat and just talk and get to know the community around you and the people that you're serving.
Yeah. So do they still get calls for like for the police department when it shouldn't be the police department? Like, hey, a cat's in a tree or something silly like that.
Yes, we do get animal calls and things like that. I think the funniest one that I ever had was a squirrel in a house. And it became crazy. And if they're listening to this radio station, they hear this, they'll know. The squirrel was loose in the house, and I thought I could catch it with a laundry basket. I did for about 0.5 seconds.
Yeah.
And this thing got out, went running around, jumping sky high, and it was chaotic. And it finally made it safely, safely out of the house.
He found his way out.
But it was pretty
funny.
That's
the funny side of it. But we're talking with Sergeant Kim Weaver of the Texarkana, Texas Police Department. She's here talking about recruiting. And there was something that you mentioned a minute ago off the microphone that I don't think we mentioned on the radio, but we probably did on Facebook about education.
Requirements.
It's GED or high school degree.
All right. And everything
diploma.
Above.
And everything above.
Right.
That and above. Yes.
Perfect. And then did you talk about veterans earlier?
No, I don't think I mentioned veterans. So,
or Guard National. For
this, yes. If you spent 2 years in the military, and when you take the civil service test, you get 5 points in addition to the test.
Fantastic. And reserve and guard can.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. We're going to play a game because we always play a game
with
our our guest, and I'm going to give you all a choice, actually. I'm very nice today, Anna.
Okay,
I'm
good. Which ones?
Give you a choice. You can either play Classic Edition Slogan Off, or we can do some trivia.
What would you rather do?
You pick.
Let's do trivia.
Okay.
Oh, my.
That's gonna
okay,
be-
let's do Slogan Off. I changed my mind.
Well, too late now.
No, we can change.
Okay, you want to do you want to do?
I don't know either.
Okay.
Oh gosh, we'll be good.
Well, I was on the trivia. I got to find the slogan off here. Hold on, Justin. There we go.
These are
notable. What do you call it? Slogans, products, obviously, yep. For famous products.
Yep.
And
okay.
We did Classic Edition because you know we're over 20.
Yeah.
And we remember the old ones and we don't know the new ones.
Yep.
Okay. All right, here we go. I'll give you the slogan. You give me the product.
Okay,
the slogan is, I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
Oh, I remember.
And the product is...
Fizzle. Is it?
It's the pop, pop, fizz, fizz.
Yeah,
oh, what a relief
glass.
It is.
So is that... Rice Krispies are good, but I'm
going to
go with
Pop.
Those are very good, but I'm going to go with Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, that's for indigestion and all that. I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Alka-Seltzer.
Yes.
But I love Rice Krispies. Now I have to go home and make some.
That's Snap, Crackle, Pop.
Yeah,
that's it. Snap,
okay.
Crackle, Pop.
Let's hope that one's
all right, we've had this one before, so don't blurt it out, Anna, because she'll get it anyway.
Yes, she will.
Maybe.
Strong enough for a man, but made for a woman. Strong enough for a man, but made for a woman.
It's a deodorant?
That's what I was thinking.
Do you remember which one?
Degree?
Let's go with Secret.
Secret, okay.
That's our final answer.
The
Secret, yes,
thing,
that's it.
Yeah, final answer.
It's been a while since I've watched commercials.
I know.
I fast forward through everything.
Anymore.
The Uncola.
Oh.
It's one of those
Sprite,
that's clear.
It's the other one. Yeah, it's not Sprite. What's the other one?
Sprite or...
7-Up?
7-Up.
Okay. Oh, my. Do they still make that?
Yes.
Yeah, they do. They're hard to find.
Better than Sprite.
7-Up's a little hard to find, but they still make it. Blank, take me away.
Oh, we know this one.
No, I don't.
Calgon.
Who?
Calgon.
Calgon.
Like the bubble bath.
Oh, my. These are old.
Yeah, they are.
They're too old for her.
What about Zest?
I told you.
I know Zest.
Find the Zest one. Tell
Zestfully clean.
There you go.
Zestfully clean. I like
that. She even did the hand movements with it.
You deserve a break today and it's a famous fast food place.
It has golden arches.
Been around forever.
Oh, McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yay.
I don't know these new ones,
okay,
so I'm not going to.
Okay.
Well, let's see. Come Seek is Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. These are modern editions.
Okay.
Oh, my.
No.
Feel the Difference is Downy. Mm. Made to Chill. That's Coors Light.
Okay.
This is a slogan for Coca-Cola now. Real Magic.
Oh.
And life to its fullest is Abbott. What's Abbott, Anna?
No idea. I have to Google it.
There you go.
I can do tricks.
Hey, tricks are for kids.
Right. Yes.
Yes. See, I got it. We're good.
Yeah.
And something about the best part of waking up is
Folgers
in your cup.
Yes.
Yeah. And good to the last drop is Maxwell House. Okay.
There we go. Those are ours. The ones we like.
All right. We just got a few seconds, Kim. You're trying to get people to sign up for the civil service test that's going to be given on the 11th to become Texarkana, Texas police officers between the ages of 21 and 45. But tomorrow is the deadline. What do they need to do by 5 o'clock tomorrow?
Go online. You can go to our website. Again, it's texarkanapolice.net. Go online. Apply online before 5 o'clock. And then the test will be Saturday.
Next Saturday, the 11th.
December the 11th.
Yeah. All right. And she can tell you, it's a good department to work for.
And if you have any questions, feel free to contact me at Texarkana, Texas Police. Sergeant Kim Weaver. My number is 903-798-3113.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank
have a great day.
Come back.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. And be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.